Yud Beis Adar Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Halacha Dalet to Halacha Yud Gimel. We're continuing with Hilchas Purim. The excitement is building up. The Kitzel tells us when it comes to the cover that Megillah one should wear. That means when you come to shul, although everyone wants to wear their costumes and everything, but really for shul and the reading of the Megillah, one should wear Big Day Shabbos and should have them already before, so to speak, the Yom Tov of Purim begins. That means from already at the end of the fast day. When a person comes home from shul, he should have in his house candles that are lit, a table that is set, the beds that are spread. Sounds very much, in my humble opinion, like Yom Kippur. And I think there's also a secret, which I only reveal when I'm drunk. So if you find me drunk, I'll tell you the secret that I think lies here. Next, when it comes to davening Mariv and then the Shmoneh Esrei. So here's something so fascinating. It says that after you say Shmoneh Esrei, you say Kaddish Shalom with Tiskaba, which is normal. And then you read the Megillah. Afterwards, after the Megillah, you say Vata Kaddish and the rest of the, really, the Psukim that go with Vata Kaddish. It's all based on the beautiful Psalm, the Kapitel Tehillim, Lamnatzecha Esa Shachar, which has tremendous references to Esther Hamalka, which was said by Esther. Fascinating. Not only that, it says, Ve'elayikra Hashem, I will call out to you, which is referring to the Megillah, and I'll be sure when Levi learns from this, that a person has to read the Megillah at night and read it again during the day. Based on this passage, God, I call out to you at night, and I again call out to you during the day. I think there's an incredible secret here, which I'll explain in a moment, because then afterwards, right, with that passage, it says Vata Kodesh, and that's the reason why we say Vata Kodesh after the Megillah, and the Kitzos then says, you say Kaddish Shalom, but without Tiskabel. The reason why I don't say Tiskabel is because Tiskabel usually goes back on Shmoneh Esrei, but you already said Tiskabel after Shmoneh Esrei. Amotzi Shabbos, the Kitzos says, you say Vinoyim, and Vata Kodesh, and then again without Tiskabel, and you also do Havdalah in the middle. We won't address that tonight because really we don't have it this year. So then it comes out Motzi Shabbos. But here's the secret. I'm surprised actually that Art School and the Piskei Tshuva and all the sfarim that he used for Kiddush Shulchan do not quote the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Mishmar quotes Eliyahu Rabbah that says our minig is to say Tiskabel after the Megillah. And I humbly think that there's a secret here because the whole idea of the Megillah's Esther is really one long tefillah. If you think about it, and I think here you see even a reference to this lahalacha. So I want you to think about it. You'll tell me on Purim. Next, there's a minute on Purim to give what's called half a coin, the standard coin that we use, and most people use, even in Israel, it became the minute to use what's called the half dollars. Now this, of course, is Zeich L'machtes HaShekel, which actually is alluded to in this week's Pasha that we're holding right now, Pasha's Kisisa. In truth, there were three different donations, as Rashi explains, but one of the donations, the Machtzis HaShekel, and that Machtzis HaShekel was given in order, it was announced in Rosh Chodesh Adar, in order that we should have new korbanos for starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what's the minhag? The custom is, based on Pasha's Kisisa, since it says the word Truma three times, to give three of these half coins. And the custom is, the Kitzur says to give it by the reading of the Megillah. Most people don't, our minhag by many, is to do it actually by Tainus Esther, and some actually do it the morning of the Megillah reading, meaning the morning of Purim. Whatever you do is fine, because this is purely a minig, it's not even a chiv, it's a minig, and you give out these coins to Aniyim, the Chatchila, that's a discussion if you could use it for something else. A young child is pater, but if a father gave on behalf of his child once, he has to continue doing so. Someone that's 13 is chayv. Some say you have to be 20, because really the counting was done from the person who was 20 years old and on. There's a custom even to give on behalf of the daughters and the mother and even the pregnant mothers, different minhagim. You do not have to give more than the value of $1.50. And the way they do it today is in shul, they have three coins of $1.50, and they are having in mind that you should pick them up, acquire those three $1.50, and then, of course, put it back and give it back to Shul so the next person can be able to fulfill this custom of Machtzis HaShekel. When it comes to Purim, we daven, of course, nighttime. We have Arvis, Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha, and all throughout these three Shmoneh Esreis, we say Ala Nisim. If you recall, as the Kitzur alludes to, the fact that if you forgot to say Ala Nisim, you do not have to go back. But so long as you remember, before I said Hashem's name, you could still insert it in the Brach of Haidah. And if you didn't, you want to still be able to make it up. So we're ready to explain the Bayan Chanukah that by you, the Ratzon, by your kind of soul, you could add it in by saying, Hashem Sassita Nisim, you should do miracles again and then go through the Nusach of this beautiful Ala Nisim. So definitely, daven with Kavana, don't miss out on such an opportunity. Next, the Kitza tells us the obligation of Kiyas and Megillah is both men and women. Now, there's a discussion that Rishonim, if a woman's chiyuv obligation is a little bit different, but the bottom line is they are definitely obligated. If anything, the Gemara says that they are the main catalyst for the miracle, according to some Rishonim, and Tosfos discusses that. Esther Malka was the one that really brought out, so to speak, the Geula. So in any case, the obligation is to listen both night and day. There's actually in the Pesukim a discussion that night is less of an obligation than the daytime, but that's a whole long discussion. This Nogea, if someone is not sure if he heard a word or not, whether they have to go back and read again. You have to hear every single word of Chatchila. If a person did not hear a word from the Baal HaKoyre, the Baal HaMakre, so a person should say it from the Chumash or whatever they have in front of them. That's why it's an Inyan. I mention this all the time, that a nice, beautiful gift to buy your wife, especially in the women's section, sometimes hard to hear, that she should have a kosher Megillah. This way she could read every word from the Megillah if she doesn't hear it from the Baal Kere. In any case, the point is that since it's an obligation, therefore the kids already tells us women go to shul. If they don't go to shul, someone needs to read for them at home. Interesting that there'll be a lot of discussions that it seems that it's a preference for the man to read for the woman, but technically a woman could read for herself if she knows how to read. If she needs my recording, I send out a recording every year if anyone needs it, and they could listen simultaneously while you're reading from a kosher Megillah. You can't be here to someone asked me about phones and everything else. You can't really use microphones and phones, the Chatchila, for sure not. Someone has no other choice, then it's better than nothing. If a person, also the young children, have an obligation of Chinuch, however, here already the place can say, don't bring children that are going to disturb. There's a beautiful minig of the Ben Ishchai that he only allows, the minig was only to make noise by the first Haman and the last Haman. I love that minig. Because many times when it makes so much noise, it ends up causing people not to hear the word or two. So therefore, that minig is a beautiful minig. In any case, of course, no one should change with the minig that you have to follow what your rabbi says in your shul. In any case, the kids already says that if the kids are very young, then don't bring them because they're not going to be able to focus and concentrate. When it comes to reading the Megillah, this is a very important halacha, especially this year that we're fasting before the Megillah reading. So once you read the Megillah by Tzitzit Gachon, that's certainly the Chatchila. Person has, that means 50 minutes after Shkir Kod Rabbi Shah Feinstein. If someone has a special situation, there's different opinions of how early you could go. Someone has to leave town, etc. So that you should ask a separate Shaila. But if a person also, and the Chatchila, as the Kitzur points out, once you really go straight from the Tiny Sester into Megillah Sester. Meaning from fasting straight into the Megillah. However, if someone needs to drink, someone's fainty, someone's tired, etc., you're certainly allowed to drink something. You could have a coffee. That is definitely halachically permissible. And even a little mezuzah, as long as you don't get carried away and have a whole meal. The Moshe Zichrono Livracha points out that it's kedai if someone knows what to do is to do marv early. Meaning you could already daven marv early. And this way, by 41 minutes after Shkia, you'll be able to take a quick break and to be able to drink something, and then by 15 minutes to lay in the Megillah. There are certain other different opinions how earlier, but that's the preferred time. Then the Kitzur discusses the mitzvah in the Mufcha to hear Kriyas and Megillah b'roivam. This is a special mitzvah by Kriyas and Megillah to publicize the miracle. And if, even if you have a standard that's a minyan at home or small minyan at home, you should go and hear it in shul where there's a greater amount. Now the Iker Pilsum and this, of course, is with 10. I saw the Poskim say, in fact, that 10 even could mean 10 women. I saw that the Svadish Poskim also hold that even the Bracha Achreina, I mean, Haravis Livin, that you say after the Megillah, even though by Ashkenazi, many don't say it if you don't have a minion. But nevertheless, the Mordechai writes that you could be make even be Yochid. And certainly if you have 10 women, that even by Ashkenazi, it would be okay. Now, here's another incredible halacha. If you have one person that can lane, so the halacha is that you have 10 people. Of course, the best thing is one to lane for 10 people because this way is b'roivam and you have a tzibur and everything's beautiful. If you have 5 people and each one knows how to lane, preferably one should not lane for the others. Everyone should lane for themselves. This is actually halacha and hilchas tefillah and incredible chiddush from here. You see, again, a raya to what I said in the beginning, that Megillah Sester is a form of tefillah. Now, even the kids says what I mentioned, that the bracha afterwards should only be said by 10, but without, if not, you could do it with Shem Amachus. But like I said, our person would say you could do it. You could do it even if it's less than 10, if it's especially if you're Sephardi. If a person is a minig, then when a person reads the Megillah, you have what's called like an igeras, like a letter. So therefore you push it, you spread it out, and you fold it. There's a special way of folding it backwards and forwards. This minig is only usually in public, and it's only used to the Baal Kur, not the listeners. And the minig also, I saw the place coming in, when you're doing it at home, you don't, many don't do it. They don't, they just have it regularly. If a person reads, when it comes to reading the Megillah, whether it's both night and day, so the Kitzur says, which is the minig of the Ashkenazim, to make three brachas both night and day. The three brachas are Al Mikra Megillah, She'asa Nisim, and She'echiyanu. Now, after reading it, when you finish reading it, you roll up, then you say, because Harav is Rabbeinu, like I said. And when it comes to an Aval, the Kitzur says that if he's reading the Megillah, he should make someone else, he should make the brachas. It's preferable, meaning it's best if someone else makes the brachas because Shechiyan. Usually an Aval doesn't make Shechiyan. In fact, the place can say that best if there's someone else like Elaine, just as well as the Aval, it's preferable that he does that to you. But of course, don't make a fight of it. And especially if the Aval is unique and is laning, then he should lane. But the Shechiyan should be said by someone else. The Shechiyanu, the Kitzur says, when you're saying Shechiyanu during the day, now this is very important because Sfaradim don't say Shechiyanu during the day. Interesting. And it sounds almost like it's more, because you register Shechiyanu at night. Even though, like we mentioned, that Lichayra, coin special going to Tosfos, that the Kriya of the day is actually more of a Chiyav and more Divrei Kabbalah and more closer to Doraisa than the laning at night. Perhaps maybe the Sfaradim hold otherwise, but in any case, the bottom line is they don't say Shechiyanu during the day. So therefore, by Sfaradim at night, they should have in mind for Shechiyanu, and by the Ashkenazim, they should have in mind for the Shechiyanu on all the mitzvahs of the day, meaning Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yoinim, and the Suda of Purim. And the Shliach Tzibo, of course, has in mind to be Moitzi the Tzibo when he's making Shechiyanu regarding these mitzvahs. And lastly, when it comes to someone that's saying the Megillah, yes, in my have, who has in mind to be mighty everyone else that's listening, and the listener has to have intention to fulfill. Again, there's an obligation with the Kabbalah to read the Megillah, and by listening, you're fulfilling it through Shomea Koine. And as the Kitzur says, you have to hear every single word. I think it's one of the most difficult mitzvahs to hear every single word. Now, there's a whole discussion of praising him if you're daydreaming, so try not to daydream. Hack and daydream if you're such an incredible story. But in any case, the Kitzur says you miss one word, you're not Yetzer. So you have to be very careful, like we said, when there's noise, and we already mentioned this, and Chatchila Yishav HaKosher Megillah, like we said, and Isha Chachmas Lev, it's so beautiful, like I mentioned, to have her have a Kosher Megillah, because it's difficult to listen there. And then the Kitzur points out that if the Yidin Mekadosh Levana, which many times happens, especially in our cloudy weather, so the halacha is that if in the middle of Kriyas and Megillah the Levana is shown and you only have enough time to do Kriyas Levana afterwards, you should actually stop the Kriyas and Megillah in the middle. Fascinating halacha. Have a beautiful night.